Blog Talk Radio.
You ready to rock this town by now?
Greetings and welcome to episode 47 of Rock This Town Radio TC. I am your host, TC Clark, and along with my production assistant, Cuddles the Cat, we're coming to you from our Bloomfield studio in the 412. That's Pittsburgh, PA. It's February in Black History Month, a time to remember those brave Americans who fought so hard for equal rights and to celebrate the contributions that so many Black Americans have made to our society, including music. Tonight, we're going to play some great tunes from influential Black musicians of the 50s and 60s. And with us, as always, a man who once worked at the hospital doing circumcisions for $15 an hour and took home all the tips, Mr. Carl Kafer.
A.K.A. Colby the Moyle, okay?
Yeah, there you go. There you go, buddy. How are you doing?
I love my tips. You know, I keep them in a little jar,
yeah.
You know?
Did you have to claim those tips?
No. God, I never accused them. I don't know how.
Well, I heard you had so many of them that you took them to a leather worker and told him, hey, can you make something out of these? And a week later, he called you and you went over and he handed you a wallet. And you said, that's all you made out of all those, the wallet? And he said, hey, if you rub it right, it'll turn into a suitcase. Is that a true story?
God, that's horrible.
I love it. Okay, great show tonight, man. I'm so fired up for this. We got so many good songs to go to. And we'll talk to you after the set list, or do you want to something you want to add?
Absolutely. I'm gonna just enjoy the listen, man. So go for it, TC.
Okay, man. So let's get right to the music. And some of these are original artists, and you know the songs, but you know them from somebody that covered it. So here's one of them. This is Sir Mac Rice.
Mustang. Put your big feet on the ground. Mustang Sally, my baby.
get somebody to help me sing right here.
We'll be right back.
Okay, that was Laverne Baker and the Gliders with Jim Dandy, written by Lincoln Chase and recorded in 1956. The song was so popular, Chase wrote a follow-up song, Jim Dandy Got Married. Many of you probably know that song, Jim Dandy, from the Ozark Mountain Daredevils version that made it to number 25 on the pop charts in 1973. Okay, before Laverne Baker, we heard Shame, Shame, Shame by Jimmy Reed. This 1963 song was one of his later tracks after churning out a half dozen electric blues hits in the 50s. And he influenced such artists as Elvis Presley, Hank Williams Jr., and the Rolling Stones, among others, who covered his songs. We started with Sir Mac Rice in Mustang Sally, a song he wrote and recorded in 1965. It didn't take long for others to pick up on it and do their own cover versions, with Wilson Pickett doing perhaps the most popular cover the very next year in 1966. Interesting one. Astronaut Sally Ride became the first American woman in space in 1983. Many of her supporters attending the launch wore T-shirts that said, "Ride, Sally, Ride." Okay, moving on to set number two, we'll get it rolling with Antoine Dominique Domino Jr., and you know him as Fats.
Little girl, don't you understand? I want to be your lover man all by myself, all by myself. I don't want no one to love you, I want to love you all by myself. You fine little girl, you know it too. Don't you know I'm in love with you all by myself, all by myself. I don't want no one to love you, I want to love you all by myself. Meet me in a pub about 1:30. We're going out and have some fun all by ourselves, all by ourselves. We don't need nobody with us, we're gonna do it all by ourselves. Thank you.
The Twist, a 1958 song written and recorded by Hank Ballard and the Moonlighters. It was actually the B-side to his single Teardrops on Your Letter. Ballard's version saw a little popularity 2 years later when it reached number 28 in 1960, but that same year, Chubby Checker recorded the song and it hit number one later in 1960, and then it went to number one again 2 years later for Chubby Checker. Before the Twist was Smokey Robinson and the Miracles with The Tears of a Clown, a song that first appeared on their 1967 album, Make It Happen. The song was written by Smokey and Stevie Wonder. It wasn't until 3 years later that it enjoyed strong chart performance. And an interesting note, at the end of next month, Smokey Robinson will be releasing his 18th solo album, his first since 1999. So look for that in April. Our set began with Fats Domino and All By Myself, recorded in 1955. The song was a rewrite from a Big Bill Bruzy offering that he recorded in 1941. New Orleans-born Fats Domino's first single, The Fat Man, recorded in 1949, is cited by many music historians as the very first rock and roll single. The man was a pioneer of rock, and he sold over 65 million records. Okay, our third set will open with some early Motown and a song that made the top 20 twice, 26 years apart. This is The Contours.
You broke my heart, 'cause I couldn't dance. You didn't even want me around. And now I'm back to let you know I can really shake them down.
Well, you're driving me crazy. Work, work, but just a little bit. minute man.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
If you don't believe I'm all I say, come up and take my hand. When I let you go, you'll cry. Oh yes, he's a 60-minute man. There'll be 15 minutes of kissing. Then you holler, please don't stop. There'll be 50 minutes of teasing, and 50 minutes of breathing, and 50 minutes of blowing my top. If your old man ain't treating you right, come up and see your dad. I'll rock 'em, roll 'em all night long. I'm a 60-minute man. Minutes of blowing my top. If your old man ain't treating you right, come up and see old Dan. I rock 'em, roll 'em all night long. I'm a 60-minute man. Oh yeah, 60-minute
man. Banana, banana, for Burley, be fine, Mo Merrily, Shirley, Lincoln, 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 for Bingham, banana, banana, for Bingham, be fine, Mo Mingan, Lincoln. Come on, everybody. I say, now let's play a game. I bet you I could make a rhyme out of anybody's name. The first letter of the name. I treat it like it wasn't there. But a B or an F or an M will appear. And then I say Bo at a B. Then I say the name, then banana, fan, or an F. And then I say the name again with an F. Third plane, then a B, Phi, and a Mo. And then I say the name again with an M this time. And there isn't any name that I can't rhyme. Honor. Honol, honol, bobano, banana, banana, bobano, see, fine, momano, honol. But if the first two letters are ever the same, I drop them both, then say the name like Bob. Bob drop the B's, Bo, Ob, or Fred. Fred drop the F, Bo, Red, or Mary. Mary drop the M, Mo, Harry. That's the only rule that is contrary. Okay? Now say Bo. Then banana, founder, and foe.
Banana, founder, foe.
Then you say the name again with an F very plain.
Bonnie.
Then a fee, fi, and a mo.
Fee, fi, and mo.
Then you say the name again with an M this time.
Bonnie.
And there isn't any name that you can't rhyme. Everybody do Tony.
Tony, Tony, bo, bony, banana, founder, bo, bony, fee, fi, mo, moni.
Tony. Pretty good. Let's do Billy.
Billy, Billy, bo, illy, banana, founder, bo, Billy, fee.
Yourself in the back and stick a gold star on your forehead if you know the words and sang along to that one. The Name Game, a 1964 hit song, co-written and performed by Shirley Ellis. The other co-writer was Lincoln Chase, who wrote Jim Dandy, the Laverne Baker song we heard in the first set. For the record, the names were Shirley, Lincoln, Anna, Tony, Billy, Marcia, and Nick. The record was re-released in 1966 and again in 1973. It was covered by Laura Branigan in 1988. In the middle of our set was 60 Minute Man by Billy Ward and his Dominoes. Might be my favorite song on this set list. Okay, some movie buffs may remember this song when Kevin Costner's and Susan Sarandon's characters danced to it in the 1988 baseball film Bull Durham. The Dominoes recorded the song in 1951, and it's considered the first hit R&B record to cross over to become a hit on the pop chart. We started this set with The Contours and Do You Love Me, the group's first big hit released in 1962. After two attempts at hit singles failed, Motown owner Berry Gordy wrote this song for The Contours. They almost lost it when they were struggling with the song during practice. Gordy was about to give the song to The Temptations when The Contours finally got it right on their last try and made it to number 11 on the pop chart. The song was featured in 1987 film Dirty Dancing and was re-released as a single in 1988, climbing to number 8. So it was in the top 20 twice, 26 years apart. Okay, on to set number 4. And a song written by a man named Titus Turner and recorded in 1960 by a rock and roll legend. This is Ray Charles.
People talking, trying to pick us up. Why won't they let us be? Fix it, don't be big, my bones, but talk don't bother me. People talking, trying to pick us up when they know that I love you so. So I don't care what the people may say, I'll never, never let you go. I've been abused. And my heart,
I've been abused.
And I've been stopped. People talking, trying to pick us up, yes, scandalizing my name. They'll say anything just to make me feel bad, yes, anything to make me shame. Make me shame. Yes, I know.
Yes, I know
it. And you know it too. Don't you know it too? Don't you know it too? Yeah.
Have someone who needs
Couldn't very well celebrate the music of Black History Month without at least one doo-wop group. And that was the Five Satins and In the Still of the Night. When it was released in 1956, the song only saw moderate success, peaking at number 24 on the national pop chart. Over the years, however, it received considerable airplay and was featured in many films, including American Graffiti, The Buddy Holly Story, Dirty Dancing, it was in The Irishman. It's been covered by several pop acts in later years. Never heard the covers because they were from like Boys to Men and Debbie Gibson. Okay, before the Five Satins was Stevie Wonder and For Once in My Life, a 1967 song that transitioned the blind artist from his Little Stevie Wonder teen success into an adult recording star, even though he was only 17 when he recorded that. Interesting story about the song. It was written by two Motown writers who gave the song to a female jazz and soul singer who was signed to Chess Records. Berry Gordy was not happy about it and took the song back for his own performers. First, it was recorded by Barbara McNair, then The Temptations. But those versions were drawn-out, slow-tempo ballads, didn't have any success. Stevie Wonder recorded it in an upbeat, happy tempo, and the song became a hit in 1968, starting a string of, quote, grown-up hits, you might say, that has landed him in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Little Stevie Wonder. Okay, first song on the set was Sticks and Stones, a 1960 Ray Charles release, and it was actually his first hit with ABC Paramount. The following year, Ray had his monster hit, Hit the Road Jack. In 1945, Ray started out as a 15-year-old piano player at the Ritz Theater in Jacksonville, Florida, for $4 a night, which it's about 41 bucks in today's money. In 1952, he had his own band and signed with Atlantic Records, churning out several big hits in the 50s before moving to ABC Paramount. Our next set features a song that I almost overlooked before Carl caught it. But first, we'll start with Huey Piano Smith and His Clowns.
But the gal to go. Young men
That was the Valentinos and It's All Over Now. The group featured the five Womack brothers from Cleveland, Ohio, who started singing gospel at their father's church in the early 50s. The oldest was 15, the youngest was 7 at the time. Bobby Womack and his sister-in-law wrote It's All Over Now, and the Valentinos recorded it in 1964. Not long after they released it, a DJ played the song for his friend Mick Jagger, and the Rolling Stones recorded the song, which became their first hit single in the U.S. Bobby Womack was not happy that the Stones recorded it, but changed his tune once the big fat royalty checks started rolling in. Okay, Carl, give it to me.
You actually listened to me. You listened to me. I'm surprised.
Yeah. Once.
Once, exactly.
Yeah, that
I actually called DC up and I said, God damn it, you got to do Louie Louie and you got to do the original version. And
Richard Berry and
Carl. And then he said, okay, fine. You know,
yep.
Considering that,
glad I did it.
Yep. Oh, and I'll tell you one other thing. Was I fucking chair dancing to Rockin' Pneumonia in a Boogie Woogie Blue?
There you go, man.
I love him. Yep. You know, we had Rick Coleman on, and Rick, you know,
New Orleans,
and so on and so forth, and of course, you know. That's all New Orleans, and it's great stuff. And I'm chair dancing like crazy. I'm probably going to get a blister on my ass, but I don't fucking care.
Okay, good.
Okay, I'm gonna head out. I'll talk to you.
All right, we'll see
you
at the end. See you at the end set list. Okay.
All right, man.
Yeah, that was Carl's pick. It was Louie Louie by Richard Berry and the Pharaohs. Berry composed the song in 1955, recorded it in 1956, released it in 1957. The song is based on the tune El Loco Cha-Cha and is an example of Afro-Cuban influence on American music. Louie Louie is, of course, best known for the 1963 cover by the Kingsmen, and it is a rock and roll staple. And the one Carl was chair dancing to was Rockin' Pneumonia and Boogie Woogie Flu. Huey Piano Smith wrote the song, recorded it with his band in 1957. The song title was a reference to the medical terms walking pneumonia and the Asian flu, which was prevalent in the United States in 1957 and 1958. Johnny Rivers had a huge hit with a cover of the song in 1973 when it spent 18 weeks on the charts, longer than any of his other two dozen hits to that date. Okay, we're up to set number 6 with one more to go after this. We'll start with one you know, and one of my favorite songs from the 60s. This is Wilson Pickett.
I'm
Hey, Carl, are you right there? Got a question for you. Carl.
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, I got a little Blues Brothers movie trivia for you. When Jake and Elwood were on their way to the Holiday Inn to get the other members, Murph and the Murph Tones, to rejoin the band, what eight-track tape was playing in the Bluesmobile?
I have no clue, but I'm going to guess Sam and Dave.
It was the Best of Sam and Dave, correct. And we just heard Wrap It Up from them. The song was the B-side of their 1968 hit single, I Thank You. You know, they're phenomenal. Nicknamed the Dynamic Duo, Sam and Dave was one of the greatest live acts of the 60s and are considered an influence by a huge list of artists, including Springsteen, Petty, Billy Joel, Phil Collins. Oh, way too many to mention. But you may recognize this song as a 1986 cover by the Fabulous Thunderbirds. Okay, Carl, go away. Talk to you in a few.
No, wait a second. Before I go away, I just also want to say that, of course, Sam and Dave were Stax artists, and I went to the Stax Museum when I was in Memphis in October. And one of the people that you need to really mention who wrote the majority, if not all, of Sam and Dave's material was Isaac Hayes and David Porter.
Yes, exactly.
So that's all I want to say. I'm gone.
I'll
see you later.
Talk to you in a bit. Okay, before Sam and Dave was the Supremes and You Can't Hurry Love, one of the many great songs that female Motown group churned out in the 60s. The 1966 album this song came from, The Supremes A Go-Go, was the first by an all-female group to hit number one on the album charts. You Can't Hurry Love was the second top 10 single off the album, and it hit the top spot on the pop chart. In January 1983, Phil Collins had a number one hit with a cover of the song. Okay, Wilson Pickett got us started with his classic hit In the Midnight Hour, a 1965 song that was Steve Cropper, and he's one of Stax guys Carl was just talking about, and they wrote the song in Memphis at the Lorraine Motel, which 3 years later would be the site of Martin Luther King's assassination. And like I said, Cropper was a sessions guitarist for Stax, and listened to some of Pickett's early gospel recordings to familiarize himself with Pickett's voice, who he had previously never met or heard. One line in a gospel song stuck with Cropper. Pickett sang, "I'll see my Jesus in the midnight hour." And when he met Pickett, he convinced him that a rewrite as a soul song would become a classic, and it certainly did. Okay, we reached our final set here on Rock This Town Radio with TC and our Black History Month music special. And we'll begin with Mr. Excitement, Jackie Wilson.
My desire. Away from me, yeah. Ooh.
legendary voice of Etta James and I'd Rather Go Blind. The song was a B-side of her big 1967 hit Tell Mama, released on the album of that same name. Many critics consider the emotional and poetic quality of both songs make it one of the greatest two-sided singles of all time. Etta got the idea for the song after hearing it outlined by a friend that she visited who was incarcerated. She co-wrote the final version during a break from her on-again, off-again heroin addiction. Okay, Devil with the Blue Dress. That was actually our longest song at 3 minutes and 11 seconds. Devil with the Blue Dress, written and recorded by Shorty Long in 1964. It was his debut single with Motown, but failed to chart. 2 years later, Mitch Ryder and the Detroit Wheels had a big hit with their cover of the song, which they paired it with the lyrics of Jerry Lee Lewis's Good Golly Miss Molly. Long's biggest success came in with his 1968 song, Here Comes the Judge, which was inspired by the TV show Rowan and Martin's Laugh-In. And we began our final set with Your Love is Lifting Me Higher, a classic 1967 song by the great Jackie Wilson. Okay, Carl, I made it through this whole show without mentioning how any of these people who are no longer with us actually died. But Jackie Wilson's death is particularly tragic, and you know the story, and I'll tell everybody else the story. Okay, he had a habit of taking salt pills and drinking massive amounts of water before a show, so he'd sweat profusely on stage. He once told Elvis Presley that, quote, chicks love it. So in 1975, he was one of the traveling acts for Dick Clark's Good Old Rock and Roll Review. In Cherry Hill, New Jersey, he was performing Lonely Teardrops when he suffered a massive heart attack. As he sang the verse, My Heart is Crying, he dropped to the stage and the audience started clapping, thinking it was part of the act. Dick Clark sensed something was wrong and ordered the band to stop the music. And Cornell Gunter of the Coasters rushed out to the stage, saw that Wilson wasn't breathing, and performed CPR. Paramedics rushed Wilson to a hospital. They stabilized his vitals, but with the lack of oxygen to his brain, he slipped into a coma. Even though he briefly regained consciousness the next year, Jackie Wilson never recovered and died in a nursing home in 1984, 9 years after his collapse at the age of 49. Can you imagine? I mean, the audience is just thinking, this is, oh, what a wonderful, you know, dramatic part of the song when he drops to the stage and my heart is crying, you know. They're all clapping and here he is dying.
The only person to die on a stage.
No, quite a few did, but I mean that's just, you know, that was like the bring the house down type moment. And thank God Cornell Gunter from the Coasters. Yeah, rushed out there and said, oh, dude ain't breathing, and new CPR, which everybody should know. We all learned that in a Buffalo Bills game. People need to learn that shit. I know it. Of course, I get paid for knowing it. But anyways, I got your Louie Louie in there for you. Any other thoughts on our set list, my friend?
Absolutely. I want to just, of course, Etta is Etta. How can you not do it without Etta?
Yeah.
You know, the Valentinos, the Womack's man, that's a great. You know, and we know that by other versions, but that's a great, great
and
song.
That's why, you know, I had probably, five or six maybe that were originals that were made more popular by other people, like Mustang Sally, which I started with, you know, but the Valentinos, I thought it was pretty funny when I was reading how pissed off Bobby was at the Rolling Stones took the song, and then all of a sudden this big fat check comes in the mail. Okay, they can have it.
Yeah, exactly. Another thing, of course, you know, Hank Ballard and the Midnighters and the Contours, man. Do You Love Me? That is such a great fucking song.
Oh, man. That just, it's classic. And there's a lot of, I mean, when I, you know, I'm doing research, you know, and I could sit here all night and say who covered what. But some of these, you look at them and they're like, okay, this is the original, and like 95 people covered it. Some of them made money off it, you know. And just like, I never knew, you know, here I am professing to be Mr. Music. I never knew that Wrap It Up by Fabulous Thunderbirds was a cover. Never knew that. Heard the song 500 times.
I did.
And I know Sam and Dave. Yeah.
Well, I had the 45. And so whenever I had a 45, I'd listen to both tracks.
Right. And
no,
it was,
no matter what it was.
Thank you. I thank you, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that way,
right,
I said,
exactly.
Yeah, I was like, thank you, which was a big hit for Sam and Dave. You know, and I'm sure you flip them over, but does that ruin my credibility?
And of course, there's that great story where Kenny and I went up to see a show up at Niagara. I've told this story before, but they were there doing Wrap It Up and so on and so forth, too. They were part of that show. And they even announced that it was a cover of Sam and Dave at that point.
See, I've seen them several times, you know, and I never – and it's funny, you know, of course, I tell my story about how Kim Wilson, the singer, recognized me in the crowd one time because, you know, when I was working sound, we had that big green cloud ruin our stage, and he remembered me from that, you know, getting it back together. But I never knew that. And I knew Jim Dandy was Laverne Baker. I knew that, you know,
right.
The Ozark Mountain Daredevils doing it. But,
by the way, I knew I was singing along to the Name Game. So
you
give
were
me
you
a
really?
Gold star. Yo, hell yeah.
You knew them all, huh?
I knew them all. And not only that, that's the other thing I wanted to say. There were two songs that reminded me of my sister who's passed away.
Yeah.
That's one. Okay, because she loved that song, and she would make me sing along with it. That's why I know the lyrics. But the other one is the Smokey Robinson, Tears of a Clown.
Oh, Tears of a Clown.
And that was like her favorite Motown song. Now, she was Motown, and I was Stax.
Ma.
Okay, so, and I was younger than her. But I always loved Tears of a Clown. It reminded me very much of my sister. So,
well, good.
I appreciate that.
Yep. Yeah, I mean, I had a few familiar in there. You know, I had to. I mean, Smokey, yeah, that's the first one I thought of. I tried to stay, well, of course, it was 50s and 60s, so, you know, closer to Little Stevie Wonder. Everything before that was, you know, like more bubblegum songs. And that was really as the first adult-type song.
Mm-hmm.
So it was cool how he worked that in. But, so pick one.
And the other thing I wanted to say, too, real quick, is I actually had the 45 of the Sir Mac Rice, which is quite rare, by the way. And John Shearer has all my records now. So, John, treat that one well. Seriously.
What was on the other side?
I can't remember.
Yeah.
I can't remember.
Sorry. I don't want to kill you on that one.
Well, you did.
But,
because I raised from the dead. It's not a problem.
All right. I'll tell you what I'm going to do because there's stuff we need to talk about. I'm just going to zip through the birthdays, dead or alive. And then we got three birthday songs, which also will fit right into our theme tonight of Black History Month. So let's do those, Carl. Okay. Today.
All right. And I'll see you in a little bit.
Yeah. Today, Sunday. What is this, February 5th? Corey Wells from Three Dog Night, lead singer. He was born in Buffalo. He's dead. Monday, Bob Marley, dead. Monday, Natalie Cole, dead. Simon Phillips, probably one of the best session drummers ever. And his last band was Toto, actually. He's 66 on Monday. Axl Rose is 61. Gord Downie, tragically hip, dead. And Monday, Rick Astley will be 57. Tuesday, Earl King, dead. Garth Brooks, 61. Wednesday, Dan Seals, dead. Vince Neil will be 67. 62, sorry. Thursday, Carole King will be 81, and Joe Eli will be 76. Friday, Roberta Flack will be 86. Saturday, Gene Vincent dead, Boris Pickett dead, Sergio Mendez will be 82, Alan Rubin dead, and also Saturday, Sheryl Crow will be 61. All right, now we're going to move to their birthday songs, and like I said, they stay right in the theme. And here's another one Carl put in there, and we'll talk about it after the songs. This is Barrett Strong.
Jaggedy yak, couldn't sleep at all last night. It's on the floor. Kitchen for a bite. Rolled up the sheet, turned off the light. I jumped back into bed, it was the middle of the night. The clock downstairs was striking four. Couldn't get you off my mind. I heard the milkman at the door. Called I was talking and turning, turning and talking.
That was Bobby Lewis and his 1961 hit, Tossin' and Turnin'. Bobby was born February 9th, 1925 and died in 2020. Before that, Yakety Yak, the 1959 classic from the Coasters, featuring the legendary King Curtis on a saxophone. He was born on February 7th, 1934 and was stabbed to death in 1971 at the age of 37 by a homeless man during an argument in front of his New York City apartment. And we started our birthday songs with a singer-songwriter who passed away just last week. Is that correct, Carl?
Yes, it is.
What'd you send me?
Barrett Strong passed away last week. This was really his only big hit. However, he did a lot of producing and studio work for other artists.
Well, he's huge in Motown. Barry Gordy was, he was like Barry Gordy's right hand man.
Yeah.
And he recorded that was on a Tamla, label. And that was from 1959. He was born in 1941, by the way. And just like we said, he died last week. But, he wrote a lot of shit.
Yeah, a lot of stuff.
And that, of course, that song, Money, That's What I Want, the Beatles covered it, also the Rolling Stones covered it, everybody covered it.
There's that German chick in the 80s that did that really weird version, but I just sent you one, which is my favorite cover version of it.
Yeah, I saw you sent that to me.
Don Covey. And listen to it and let me know what you think.
Okay, I'm just looking. The Kingsmen took it to number 16 in 1964. Let's see, Janelle Hawkins, R&B, 1962. Junior Walker and the All Stars recorded it. Ton of people.
Oh yeah,
my God, we'll be here all day. Yeah, and every other. I mean, that's just, we could have a whole show on Barrett Strong.
Yeah,
that was a big loss when we lost him last week. That's it, man. We Black History Month. I think we gave everybody a nice little taste of the 50s and 60s there.
Okay. Well, I have an idea. Okay. Be afraid. Be very, very afraid.
Here we go. Okay.
So you just did Black History Month, 50s and 60s. How about we get together and do Carl's version of Black History Month sometime this month?
Sure.
Because,
we could do that.
I'm listening to this, I'm saying, but he missed this one. And he missed this.
Carl, dude.
He missed this.
Dude, how could I?
I know.
You know,
there's
all
no
right. How many times we talk about this? How big do you think my list was to start?
Oh,
yeah.
It had to be 100. Had to be.
Oh, shit, yeah. Easily.
Had to be.
I've been working on this show for 2 months.
Yeah.
And that's, and I was making changes right up until yesterday. So, I mean, it's, yeah, of course I missed a lot of them.
It's almost impossible. Well, it is impossible. But that's the nice thing. We get two shows, and you and I will talk. I think it needs to be on a Saturday.
Yeah. That sounds
okay.
Good.
And we've got the next three Saturdays set, so I mean open. So I'll talk to you after the show, and we'll set that up.
Yeah. Now I'm going to bring this up too, but next week I'm not going to be on Sunday. I'm going to be on Saturday.
I know you're going to be on Saturday
because of
the Super
Bowl. Yeah. But
right.
Then we got
so
two
it'll
Saturdays
be, it'll
after.
Be,
it. Sure.
It'll be the two Saturdays after that. That
so how do you
for.
Want to do it? Are they all your songs or some mine too?
Basically yes, but. I want
basically,
you on
yes,
there.
What?
We won't do birthdays, but I want you on there to have reactions to each separate song.
Okay.
I'm thinking.
So,
you know, and you and I just have fun.
So I'm the dummy that sits in the corner on this one, huh?
Well, no. You won't be sitting in the corner because you'll be live all the time. Because
okay,
we won't
so you're
do
gonna...
three each. We'll do one each, and you and I will talk a little bit. We'll do it a little differently.
Well, why don't you just do all the songs?
Well, I'll pick the songs. That's not.
Yeah, that's
not
what I mean.
I'll pick the songs.
You
but
do
you're
all the
be
songs
on for the whole show.
And I get to say, I can't fucking believe you played that one.
Exactly.
Or I get
that's
to say
exactly what I want from you.
Okay, I can do that, dude. I can
You've
do
been
that.
You've been doing it my whole fucking life.
Yeah, really. How about it? Now I get to do it in front of the world. Okay, man. Yeah, we'll set that up. That sounds good. Yeah, I'll be your Ed McMahon to your Johnny Carson.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
So, what do you got going on this week for us?
Okay, now I know Tuesday we're doing a commentary watch. Rachel and I, or might be actually Doc and I. But Tuesday there will be a watch, but we have not decided that yet, okay? So I know that is happening. That'll be at 8 o'clock. Okay.
You know that you don't know it's happening.
Right. Well, I know it's happening, but we don't know what movie yet, okay?
Yeah, okay.
Okay, on Wednesday, we begin.
No, hurry.
We
it's only
continue.
2 days away, man. I got shows
till
fucking April, you know. And
I don't
worry,
why do you think I'm going to be on the phone tonight and tomorrow? So, yeah,
okay.
We'll figure it out.
All right, I'm sure you will.
Then on Wednesday, Vicki and I and Rachel continue our Doctor Who series. And the way we're going to do it now is we're doing an episode commentary watch. And we're going to each pick one episode that we really like. And we're going to focus on doing commentary watches. And this is Vicky's pick, and it's going to be one of the Tom Baker episodes. And that'll be a lot of fun. We're doing that on Wednesday at 2 p.m. And then 11 o'clock Vicky's time on the West Coast. On Friday, we have Cathode Ray Mission, and Adam Ferenz is going to be doing discussion on the director, John Vigo. All right. And then, of course, talk to us about Saturday.
Oh, yeah, the big show.
Saturday?
The big show will be on Saturday next weekend because probably a couple people will be watching the Super Bowl. I don't give a fuck. But anyways, Rock This Town Radio with TC presents our Valentine edition, Carl. The No Mush... Yeah, the No Mush Love Song Show. So it's all going to be songs with the word love in the title, but no tear jerkers, fucking Air Supply. All right. So if you're Air Supply fans, walk the other way. You're not going to hear them on my damn show. Okay, that's what I'm got going on. So remember, folks, it'll be Saturday instead of Sunday. Of course, I pepper my Facebook page every day with the show. I think sometimes everybody's so fucking sick about reading it that by the time the show comes on, they don't listen, but fuck them anyways, right?
Exactly. So. And if I can continue just a couple for the next week afterwards, since you're doing your No Mush love song on Saturday the 11th, on Valentine's Day, Rachel and I will do the anti-Valentine's music mix. And we're going to do songs, breakup songs, I'm pissed off songs, all of those
there
type
you
of things.
Go. Road
okay,
rage.
And then on
everybody's
the
going, be driving in your car at the time so you can practice road rage. Did I do
oh,
that
absolutely.
With you guys last year?
I think so. But I'll tell you what, you're nothing compared to Vicky. Let me tell you something. I love being in the passenger seats when she drives. She called me the other day while she was driving, and she's bitching at people like, I'm living vicariously in her passenger seat 3,000 miles away. It's glorious. Trust
yeah,
me.
California traffic. I'm sure she's having a ball out there.
Yep.
Yeah.
So also on that week, the 16th, we are celebrating Rachel's new digs. So Rachel has bought a new house. They are in the process of moving. This is one of the reasons why we're not doing as many shows right now, because she needs the time to get everything together. But on the 16th, we're going to be celebrating her new house by doing a commentary watch of the Japanese really strange horror comedy House. And yes, that will be on the 16th.
Perfect.
So that's what we've got so far. And
beautiful.
I just got a message from Joe Black, and we're going to get him on this month too. So
oh,
we're
cool.
doing some good
okay.
stuff.
Good. And as always, you can hear all those shows and on Deviant Legion Network. You can listen live or go into the on-demand and find shows we've done in the past, like, you know, just do that. You'll find them there. I didn't have anything written
and
in
And we've
front
been
of me.
Doing this now for almost 3 years. So there's
you
a
know,
plethora of shows.
It's funny because I was, I've gotten messages, more messages after the show, like on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, from people
oh, yeah.
saying, hey, I went back and listened to the show. It was great. I understand
oh, yeah.
everybody can't set aside Sunday at 8 o'clock for me, you know, but that's great that we have that on-demand thing. And I went
well,
back
you
through.
See, that really works too with the ISF people and that, because, you know, I mean, people just forget about it and then they'll check and they'll go back and there's so many great shows.
Yeah.
We've had so many great shows.
Well,
so
just like
really,
you're doing one during the day this week, right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, 2 p.m. So the people get home from work, they can listen to it at 7 p.m. or whatever.
Exactly.
And it works out well. It's not lost. It's there forever. I think, you know, sometimes I'm going to remind people, like on the anniversary of Taylor Hawkins, Taylor Hawkins' death, I might share that link again.
Okay, absolutely.
You know? So. Okay, man. Anything else you want to add? Good show.
No, I'm all set, man. We're all set.
And
again,
enjoyed...
thank you very much for having me on. It's always a pleasure, TC.
Oh, yeah.
Always a pleasure.
And you enjoyed the set list. And
oh,
we're all,
fuck yeah.
We're all good there.
As I said, I probably got blisters on my ass from chair dancing so much.
Well, I'm glad. If you got them, let me know. I'll name your blisters. You know, you got
oh,
one.
Oh. Just
we'll
so
call,
you know,
we'll,
they name my hemorrhoids. And that's okay.
Yeah, we'll call one Jackie. We'll call one Wilson. We'll call one Laverne. Yeah. Okay, man. Well, thanks for being here. I'll talk to you right after the show, okay?
All
I'll
right, man. Talk to you then.
Okay, see you, Carl. Be sure to check out my YouTube channel at TCC77 for concert videos that I've shot all over the country. That is TCC77 at YouTube. That will do it for the big show tonight. Cuddles the Cat and I hope you have a safe and happy week. We'll see you back here on Saturday for our Valentine No Mush show. As us cool cats say, we'll see you on the flip side.